Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers. All the prophets and messengers of Allah from Adam alayhi salam to the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhim ajma'in. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Surah At-Teen والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين By the fig, by olive, by Mount Sinai, by this safe city. Indeed, we created man in the best of forms. Then we turned him to the lowest of the low. Except those who believe and do the deeds of righteousness, for them there is a reward unending. So what will then make you deny the judgment? Is Allah not the best of the judges? This surah, short surah, only eight verses, was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he started preaching his message in Mecca. So this is one of the earliest revelation that came to the Prophet ﷺ in Mecca. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four oaths. In the Quran you have many oaths, which is called Aqsamul Quran. or qasam in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. He doesn't need to have taken oath. We all believe that, recognize that, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sadiq and his words are true. Whatever he says is true. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need to take any oath. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these oaths to draw attention to certain things, certain matters, certain issues, certain facts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them to as a testimony, as a witness. Because He is the Creator, He is the Lord, He can bring anything to make a witness, to make a testimony. We are not allowed to take an oath in the name of any creature. Only thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take an oath, you take the oath in the name of Allah. Because we have no power to bring anything as a witness. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power to make anything as a witness. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath of many things. Sometime night and day, sometime sun and moon, sometime special events that are going to happen, al-haqqatum al-haqqa, wa madrakum al-haqqa, and on so on and so forth. So here we have four oaths. Fig, olive, Mount Sinai, and the sacred city of Mecca, the safe city of Mecca. Fig and olive, of course, are two fruits, but it is most probably, as some of the scholars have explained, most probably it refers to the area where there is fig and there is olive. The land of fig and the land of olive. Fig is connected especially with the life of Nuh alayhi salam. Because after the flood, the ark of Nuh alayhi salam stopped at the Mount Judi, wastawat ala al-Judi, as mentioned in Surah Hud. So ark of Nuh alayhi salam stopped at Judi. That area is known for its nice fig, the land of fig. And as in many places, people give name to the cities, to the area, with the name of certain trees, certain fruit. We have here Orange County. And you have pine. And you have other areas with the names of, in Arabic also. They have called the place An-Nakhla, Ash-Shajara. So names are given to the places because of certain fruit, certain trees that grow there. So especially the fig, of course, fig is a very delicious and very useful fruit, but referring here especially to the Mount Fig, Jabal At-Tin. And that is connected especially with the life of Nuh alayhi salam. Of course, before that, you have Adam alayhi salam and his wife Hawa alayhi salam. They were in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that not to go near one tree. But they slipped from the command of Allah. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan made them to slip from this command. And then the clothing, the garment of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was on them, they lost that. So فَتَفِقَا يَخْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ So they started covering their shame by the leaves of Jannah. And it is mentioned in the Bible, and some of the scholars have mentioned also in the tafsir, those waraq was the waraq of the fig. The fig tree has a big leaf, and so they started covering that. يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ So fig has significance. Fig has significance in the prophetic teachings of Musa alayhi salam, of Isa alayhi salam, and of course Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Zaytun refers to the teachings of Isa alayhi salam. Because Isa alayhi salam was in Jerusalem, and one of the mountains of Jerusalem is Mount of Olive. And it is mentioned that he used to go there and speak to his disciples, to his followers. So you have in the Gospel of Matthew two full chapters speech of Isa alayhi salam, which summarized the basic message of Isa alayhi salam. And this is known as Sermon of the Mount. So Sermon of the Mount was given at the Mount of Olive. So Mount of Olive, Mount of Fig, connected life of Nuh alayhi salam, life of Isa alayhi salam. And then you have Tur Sinin, Tur Sina is famous with the message of Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was called to the Mount of Tur, the Mount of Sinin. And then, by the way, Tur means mountain. In the Syriac language, in the Hebrew language, Tur means mountain. So Tur Sinin, the mountain of Sinai. So there he was called to that mountain. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the message of Torah. So Musa alayhi salam's ministry, Musa alayhi salam's message. And هذا البلد الأمين, because the surah came in Medina, in Mecca. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this city, safe city of Mecca. And that is the city that was established by Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that is the city of the last and final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his message, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to Mecca. So four important events of the history of mankind. The time of Nuh alayhi salam, the time of Isa alayhi salam, the time of Musa alayhi salam, the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That al-ulul azmi min al-rusul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing attention to all these four and emphasizing a very point, because qasam has jawab qasam. Qasam for what? Wat-teen wa zaytun wa tur sinin wa hadha al-balad al-amin. By this, what? What is the qasam for? Allah said, laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim. Indeed, we created human being, insan. Insan includes man and woman. Insan includes white man, black man, brown man, any color, any race, any tribe. All human beings, insan. Bani Adam. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We created human being in the best form. We did not create human being as an ape, as an animal, as an insect. We created human being in the best form. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that. Allah created human being, a special creation of Allah. خَلَقْتُهُ بِيَدَيَّ نَفَقْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. Honor. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him the names. So this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation of Adam. And human being given the best form, stature. Human being is given best mind, can think, can plan, can speculate, all of these things. And human beings are given the tongue, articulation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rahman, allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, allamahu al-bayan. So al-bayan, the articulation, is given as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمُ وَفَضَّ اللَّهُمْ عَلَى كَسِيرٍ مِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. Allah gave honor to the human beings upon many of the creation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, created everything for the sake of human being. Everything in the heaven and the earth is created for the sake of human being. And human beings are created for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So great honor for the human being. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. So man has great possibility, great potential. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put all the potential in the human being. And he can grow with that potential and become the best of the best. So finally the place of the human being is Jannah. They go, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared Jannah for them. Great garden, beautiful. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. So human beings have to live by that. And if they live that way, they will have their potential. They will become best and best. And then they will go to Jannah. But if they don't, so this is conditional status. This is not a status quo. Do whatever you want, you will remain that way. And your end will be Jannah. No, it's not that way. It is certain conditions. If you fulfill those conditions, you will succeed. So you have all the potential to grow and become a better person. If not, سَمَّرَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And then we turned him into the lowest of the low. So human being can go to the pinnacle, to the high place. But at the same time, human being can become the worst of the worst, the most terrible thing, the most wicked, the most criminal, the wrongdoers. Everything is possible. That can human being be. And there is no creature that can be as wicked as human being. There is no creature that can be as cruel, as violent as human being, if they turn away from the path of Allah. ثُمَّرْدَدْنَهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. سَافِلِ is low. And أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ, the lowest of the low. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except those who believe and do the good deeds. If you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you follow whatever the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa ajma'in. If you have faith in that and you act that way, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Then they have reward, and that reward will be forever and ever. It will no end to that reward. That is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not that people can do whatever they want and still they will succeed, or nothing happen and you die and then after that finish. No, there will be a day of judgment. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. After understanding this history of prophets, the messengers of Allah, history of the missions of the prophet, the teachings of the prophet, the history of mankind, after this, what makes you deny? فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Deen means judgment. Deen means religion, but deen also means judgment. عَلَيْكَ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. So, O human being, what will make you deny after this that the day of judgment must come, when the final accounting must take place, and the righteous should go to Jannah, and the wicked end up in the hellfire. May Allah save us from that. So, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Why? Because Allah is not أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ. Are we going to make Muslims and Mujrims together? In the same way, مَالَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Well, how can you decide something like that? فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Is Allah not the best of the judges? Indeed, Allah is the best of the judges. That's why the Prophet ﷺ used to say, بَلَا وَنَحْنُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Indeed, indeed, Allah is the best of the judges. وَنَحْنُ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. And we are the witnesses for that. So, my brothers and sisters, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath of certain places. But then you have Surah Al-Asr, a very short surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken an oath of some time. So time and place both. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَصْر إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. So their time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought as a witness. Here places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought as a witness, the time Allah has brought as a witness. And the time says that, the history says that, that all people are losers. Innal insan lafi khusr, is a loser. Except those who believe and do good deeds and remind each other about patience, remind each other about truth. So this is a message for all of us. Every one of us individually, male or female, young or old. All we ask, we have to say, what are we doing with our life? Are we using our potentials in the right way so that we end up in Jannah, become successful, or we are losing the opportunities. We are not caring for that. And especially the Ummah of Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, we are not only for ourselves, we are for the mankind. Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best community race for mankind. You are the best community not because of your color, your race, your nationality, your languages, because the Ummah speaks all those languages. We are 2 billion people, inshallah more. So the Ummah is universal Ummah. The Ummah is the final Ummah. And this Ummah has a mission. And Musa Ummah has a message. The world today is a terrible world. Actually, it is going to the lowest of the low. Somebody said, about mentioning some of the things that are happening, he said that, are we, if the end of the world has come, are we all in hellfire? A'udhu billahi min dhalik. Because that's what is happening everywhere. Cruelty, injustices, wrong things, sin, corruption, everywhere. So humanity is coming to the lowest level. May Allah save us from that. May Allah keep us on the right path. But there is no need to lose hope, because Quran is with us. The Sunnah of Prophet ﷺ is with us. The message of Allah is with us. And alhamdulillah, there are people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are people who come to the masjid, pray. There are people who do the good deeds of righteousness. There are people who abide by the halal and avoid the haram. May Allah increase such people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among them, so that we stay on the right path and keep away from the wrong path. And we have a mission. We have a mission. And that mission is to bring the world to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't call to any nationality. We don't call to any party. We don't call to any country. That's not our mission. Our mission is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God except Allah. Ya yunnas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. As Rasulullah used to say when he started his mission in Mecca, O people, say La ilaha illallah and you will become successful. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. So this falah, this success, this salvation is going to come with the word La ilaha illallah. Man kana akharu kalamihi La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. Anyone whose last words are La ilaha illallah, he'll go to Jannah. And that will happen only if throughout our life there is La ilaha illallah. If we live that way, inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path and save us from the perils, from the difficulties, from the loss that the humanity will be going without the message of Allah. May Allah keep us on that path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. You have been your dua. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me. Thank you very much. جزاكم الله خيرا. Please remember in your dua several other people who are not well. Though some people, them, they have their names with us. And some of them, we remember them, even if their names are not here. Remember Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haisam Bundakchi, Dr. Salah Rubai, and Brother Bilal Dalati. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa an la yuqadir. And pray for Sister Mahmouda Yusuf Pirzada, Sister Humaira Ahmad Saeed, Sister Nuzhat Shah, and also Brother Idris Kabir. Brother Idris Kabir passed away, and his janaza will be tomorrow here at the masjid at Zuhr time. and other sisters, please make dua maghfirah for them. Allah maghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allah bless them and forgive them and give patience to their families. Allah keep us always on the right path. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'a Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali wa ala sayyidain al-shahidain Abi Muhammad al-Hasan wa Abi Abdullah al-Husayn wa ala ummihima Fatimah al-Zahra wa ala ammahi al-mu'azzamain al-mukarramain inda Allahi wa al-Nas حمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاح حي على الصلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة وقد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استو واستقيموا please make straight lines be close to each other Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور السينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum. Just a quick announcement. Bloom Espresso is outside. For anyone that wants to get their coffee fixed, cured, you guys can have coffee outside, inshallah, from Bloom Espresso. Assalamu alaikum.